How can we see the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God, and why does it matter to you today, right now? I'm going to skim the surface just a bit. The Bible has much to say about God's kingdom, so don't simply take my words. Go crack open your Bible and read it for yourself. Search the kingdom of God and read every verse, chapter, and book that mentions it. At some point in your search, you'll get to John chapter 3. This is a great chapter to camp out in. Focus on all those red letter words of Jesus. He is having a conversation with a Pharisee named Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a high-ranking Jew and would give his life to obey the Ten Commandments. He went to Jesus wanting to discuss who Jesus was based on all the things he had seen Jesus do. Jesus had something else he wanted to tell him. He went straight to the heart of it all. John 3:3. Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." How can we see the kingdom of God? We must be born again. Maybe you're like Nicodemus and you get caught up in wondering, how could we ever do that again? Jesus makes it clear this new birth is not of flesh, it's of the Spirit. To see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Call it being saved, call it believing in Jesus, repentance, or giving your heart to Jesus, whatever you want to call it. Have you done it? I'm not talking about religion. Nicodemus had that all day long. What he did not have was a relationship with Jesus. Jesus puts it all out on the table in John 3:16. Believe in me and you will have everlasting life. To go a bit deeper, being born again means that God will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, Ezekiel 36:26. In Christ, you are a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You will have eternal life and have passed from death into life, John 5:24. You must be born again. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is near. John the Baptist preached those words, paving the way for Jesus. We say the same words, knowing Jesus is coming again. Jesus put it this way when he answered Pilate's question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" John 18:36. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." The kingdom of God is not a physical kingdom or anything of this world. It's the greater story of God and his reign over all the universe, all of creation, as well as our individual hearts. So why does any of this matter today? God loves you. He loves you so much. He made a way for you to be saved through Jesus. You can't save yourself. You'll never be good enough, and nothing this world has to offer can save you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The kingdom of God is near, and you must be born again to see it. That's the truth. Believe it. When you do, you'll have peace in your heart, and you won't worry about tomorrow or the cares of this world. You'll begin to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you'll see more clearly the greater story you've been written into. I'm Lori Klein.